This is Akashvani, the news read by Morgan Bagram. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today inaugurated and laid foundation stone of 44 projects worth over 3,884 crore rupees at Mediganj in Varanasi. The projects include development in road infrastructure, electricity, education and tourism aimed at enhancing overall growth of the region. The Prime Minister also handed over Ayushman cards to three elderly people above the age of 70 years, certificates for three geographical indications, and also transferred a bonus of 106 crore rupees to dairy farmers of the state associated with Banas Dairy. President Draupadi Murmu has concluded her successful visit to Slovakia today. She attended an interactive session with members of the Indian business delegation in Bratislava, Slovakia, before departing for New Delhi. President Murmu departs for home after a successful state visit to Portugal and Slovakia. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said that the United States has fundamentally changed its approach to engaging the world and its consequences are felt across every domain. Dr. Jaishankar was speaking at the Global Tech Summit in New Delhi this morning. He pointed out that technological consequences would be profound as the U.S. is the largest economy and technology has a big role in making America great again. He said technology has made trade much more national security sensitive. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has said the government is working to expedite conclusion of a free trade agreement with European Union. He was speaking at the Italy-India Business Science and Technology Forum in New Delhi today. Mr. Goyal said India has emerged as a key market for European Union members. He said that India presents an opportunity to expand manufacturing at scale for global market. Mr. Goyal added that India-Italy Joint Strategic Action Plan 2025 to 2029 is a pathway for shared prosperity for both nations. Union Women and Child Development Minister Annapurna Devi today addressed a program organized on the 7th edition of Poshan Pakhwara Ma 2025 held at Palin in Karadade district. An exhibition on the locally available local vegetables and other food items of the district were displayed under the theme Sahi Poshan Desh Roshan. The union minister planted a sapling at Biawang Hiri Government Higher Secondary School and inspected the New Age Learning Center. She also praised the center for providing digital and inclusive learning to the students. Meanwhile, State Women and Child Development Minister Dasang Lupul, Urban Development Minister Balaraja and MLA J.K. Thako were also present. Odisha will launch a unified health insurance scheme, Ayushman Bharat Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana today. Union Health Minister J.P. Nadda will unveil the scheme at an event in Cuttack this afternoon. Besides the Ayushman Bharat Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana, the state government's health scheme, Gopabandhu Jan Arogya Yojana, and the newly introduced Ayushman Vayu Vandana Yojana aimed at senior citizens will also be integrated into this initiative. Mr. Nadda will also inaugurate the new Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel Postgraduate Institute of Pediatrics building in Cuttack. The winners of the XR Creator Hackathon have been announced. A total of 5 teams have been declared winners, which represent a mix of students, professionals and entrepreneurs from different cities and institutions. The hackathon was a part of Create in India Challenge Season 1, launched as part of the World Audiovisual and Entertainment Summit organized by the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting in collaboration with Wave Labs. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has paid tribute to social reformer Mahatma Phule on his birth anniversary today. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said he was a true servant of humanity. He said that Phule dedicated his life for the welfare of the oppressed and deprived sections of the society. Prime Minister added that his invaluable contribution to the country will continue to inspire every generation. In Kerala, the Thiruvananthapuram International Airport has temporarily suspended flight operations for this evening from 4:45 to 9 p.m. This is for the smooth continuation of the Holi Penkuni Arattu procession of Sri Padmanabha Swami Temple across the runway, a tradition going on for decades. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.